The government is very committed to the fight against graft. We do acknowledge it continues to be a problem, but we are determined to intensify the fight. In fact, in the first week of December, we'll be organizing a big conference to further create awareness about that. We are intensifying public awareness campaigns. We are, for example, ensuring that the service charters for all MDAs are put out on display so that when people come, they know what to expect. We are intensifying the efforts to try and capture people who are involved in corrupt practices and to bring them to book and to be able to punish them and take the appropriate legal measures to seek redress where applicable. And as a government, we believe that it is only when we can sufficiently fight corruption that we can indeed set the country at the right direction.
What do you say to critics who say that the recent corruption index is an embarrassment to the government, and that is why this government plans to make these efforts as a means to portray that it's doing something, but this is just a mere publicity stunt? What do you say to critics like that?
We are very concerned about that type of rating, but we do take note of the fact that it is more an issue of perception. Perceptions and realities do not always agree. What is true is that government is ensuring that it counts. It is that senior government officials found guilty of corruption are indicted. Where they are found guilty, they lose their jobs. And before even they are found guilty, they are relieved of their jobs pending the outcome of investigations. We as a government are committed to this fight, and we hope that our partners would also join us and support us in this fight against corruption.
Dr. Conte, you know as well as I do that the perception of corruption in the country could be a stumbling block to investors who would want to come and invest in the country that the country needs as part of its plan to employ the youth, among other government projects. What steps is your government willing to take to ensure that the government creates the enabling environment to attract foreign direct investors?
Well, I'm sure you know that our doing business credentials have been among the best in West Africa. We have succeeded over the past 5-6 years to increase our direct investment portfolio from less than $500 million to over $1 billion now and increasing. And on a daily basis, we receive expressions of interest, some unsolicited, from various investors wanting to come and invest in a range of sectors.